We welcome into the studio right tackle Lane Johnson, a Pro Bowler and an All-Pro. Our conversation presented by Bob's Discount Furniture. Welcome, Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider with you. Congratulations, first of all. Let's talk about, this is a week for being selfless, I get it. Mm-hmm. But from an individual standpoint, you hit the big time.
Yeah, it feels good. Something I've been aiming for a long time. I think everybody around here has known that I've had the ability. It's just a matter of being responsible, staying on the field, and being accountable. So it's a big year for me.
I find it interesting, Lane, that one of your, I don't want to call it a crusade, but one of your missions has been really to kind of let the world know that the right tackle is a great athlete and a stud, just like the left tackle. Do you feel like you've gotten that word out?
Yeah, I think the mantra of the left tackle being that's who's protecting the best pass or going against the best pass rusher, I think that's changed. Week in, week out, right tackles are playing against the best nowadays. So it took the league a little bit of time to put the best defender over the perceived weaker lineman. But it's changing.
Why the step up this year, do you think? Why? And first of all, was this your best season? I mean, you played really well last year in the six games you played. Mm-hmm. If you feel like you played your best this year, why?
I think just preparing for the offseason. Obviously the year before, I had a lot of people doubting me, so I wanted to put that to rest. Coaches, even in the offseason, made a list of the pass rushers I was going to be going against. So looking ahead, I knew I was going to have a tough road cut out for me. So I just came in just really focused, and that was really, really the biggest thing, just fixing my mind.
All right, so that's enough of the individual stuff. Let's talk about what's ahead, the Eagles and the Falcons on Saturday. First, Lane, what was the bye week like for you? What was the benefit of the bye week?
It was good. We got a rest, but yet again, we had two really good practices, physical practices, and I think that's what you got to get, something close to game speed, emulating game speed, and that's what we did. And kept in shape, and it was a good week. Got people rested up, and we're hitting the ground running this week.
Did you spend time on your living room couch watching the playoff games?
A few games, the Chiefs game, and obviously the Falcons game. So after that was over,
I was done. Do you learn anything watching a TV broadcast?
Not really. I'm just really just looking at the DNs who I'm going against.
Okay.
Sometimes I'll even turn the volume off just because I don't want to hear. I don't want to listen. I just want to see. So.
Do you think broadcasters know what they're talking about when you watch the game?
I think they do. I think a lot of them do. But I don't know. I just don't really get into it. I actually picked it up from my father-in-law. Every time he watches games, the volume's off. It doesn't matter who's commentating.
So are you expecting a lot of Vic Beasley, I guess, on Saturday?
Vic Beasley, Brooks Reed, they'll switch up a little bit. And I played against Brooks Reed before. I haven't played against Beasley. Beasley is a very twitchy guy, kind of similar. Not Von Miller, but has that quick twitch in him. So very good against the pass. Brooks Reed's probably one of their best run stoppers at the end. And I played against him when he was in Houston.
Do you have a sense, Lane, of what you might want to do on Saturday against these guys?
We want to run the ball. We want to establish the run game. I think early in the year they weren't very good against the run. And I think the second part of the year, I think they're averaging, people are averaging 94 yards. And so they're pretty good. Interior guys are good, Non-Terry Poe, Jarrett, and do a good job with their linebackers, very quick guys. So if we can get the run game going and stop the run, you're going to win a lot of games.
This is your second playoff appearance. Do you remember what it was like as a rookie, 2013, at home? No bye week that week. Was it a different experience?
I remember it was very cold.
Yes,
I remember
it was.
Just my body being tired just from, really your rookie year, just not having nonstop from your senior year of college. I just remember how tired I was. But now it's just, I kind of know what's coming. Take it very seriously, yet go out there and go have fun.
Did you come out of that game, Lane, thinking from an individual standpoint, it was a very tough loss, offense left the field with the lead, that you approached it the right way, that you really maximized your preparation and then your performance, kind of typified that?
I think we did. I think we moved the ball well. I think the score was 27-24, so we were right there in the ball game. There was obviously
26-24, they 26, won. You were leading 24-23, and then they came down and kicked the field goal.
Yep. So, I remember that game. There's a few plays I'd like to have back, obviously, but other than that, though, I thought we had a good game plan against them.
What is the mood like in the NovaCare complex?
It's serious. Not overly serious, but people know what's at stake. We put a lot of work in since August, and everybody knows what time it is. So we're focused, we're ready, and we're going to have fun.
And do you have fun in this? Is this going to be different for you at all? Are you going to change anything about your prep leading into this game?
Probably not. I may have more individual work just with hand usage, just so, just throw everything I can at them. But other than that, though, everybody says playoff games, you got to change this. I think a lot of it is being who you are. You don't want to go out into the game and try to do too much, try to make every play, because that's times you'll get beat.
How do you feel about the world out there thinking that the Eagles will not win this football game?
It's nothing new around here. I mean, I just use that as motivation, and I always have. So it'll be good to prove the doubters wrong.
All right, Lane Johnson, All-Pro and Pro Bowler. Is there one that's more prestigious than the other?
I think All-Pro is more prestigious.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, man. You had a great season. Many more to come, Lane Johnson. A big one on Saturday, Eagles against the Atlanta Falcons. We thank Lane for joining us in studio. Conversation presented by Bob's Discount Furniture.